Blog Talk Radio.
Actually, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is William Bell. I'd like to welcome you to our broadcast today, presented to you by All Things Fulfilled. And we wanted to express our appreciation to you for this privilege and for this opportunity of coming to you by way of this broadcast over the Internet, and it's always a pleasure to be able to do that. Today we have quite an interesting subject with us today, and we also have some guests who are going to be on the line with us, and they're going to be talking to us, hopefully along with you, as we discuss about the economy. And we're going to talk about how we can avoid financial Armageddon. Now, as you know, we have a situation today where the economy has taken quite a bit of a downturn. And as a result of that, there are many people who are suffering. They're losing homes all around the country. There are many people being laid off, many people who cannot find jobs. And a lot of people are even believing that this is some ominous sign of the end time. So we want to be addressing that a little bit. Let me check in and see if my guests have arrived. Do we, Ashley, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay,
can you
great.
Hear me?
Well, today
okay.
We have with us Ashley Shirey and also her father, Weldon Shirey. And as we said earlier, we're going to be talking about some things. And they're here representing the home-based business industry. And we all work together in that particular industry. But we're going to talk about some things related to the biblical principles and economics. And the reason we want to do this is because, as you know, this is a religious broadcast, but we do try to offer some things that will be beneficial to people from a practical point of view. And the reason we talk about money issues is because even the Bible recognizes the importance of handling our money properly. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 19, the scripture says, "A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes merry, but money answers everything." Now, that doesn't mean that we have to deify money or idolize it, but it does show that it plays a very important role in just about everything that we do. Ashley, would you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I agree with that.
Okay. There's not too many things that you can do without money. I mean, if you're raising little babies, you got to have some money, right? They got to have milk and diapers, and they got to have a warm bed to sleep in. All of those things cost money. So we want to talk about them. Another one of the issues that's out there is people who say that the Bible teaches against having money. In other words, that there is something sinful about either being wealthy or being rich, and that there is a virtue about poverty. So we want to get some of these issues out there as well. I do know that the scripture says that the love of money is the root of all evil. And so there is a difference between making money your God and your chief aim in life and then using money as a tool in order to accomplish and achieve other things in life. So, Ashley, I'm going to ask you and Weldon to make a few comments here.
Yep.
What do you see happening in the economy today?
Well, William, let me add one thing to what you just said about having money. I'll tell you what it has meant, because being in the home-based business industry, I've been able to replace my husband's income. Now he's home. We're here as a family. But our children have some special need issues, two of them, and we're able to provide for that. We went through the state trying to go through what they could help us with, but their help just wasn't enough for our children. So now money has given us the ability that we're able to put our children in better therapy and that they're getting the help they need. So that's, like you said, it's a love of money that's bad. Money's not bad itself, because we're able to help so many people now. And having money is, not just about getting possessions, but it's helping a lot of people, helping our family, helping our loved ones. So I just wanted to add that. And I know Dad's probably wants to talk more about the economy, but that's what I was trying to add.
We certainly appreciate you interjecting that personal story about how it has helped you to be able to provide better for your children, especially, you know, with their special needs, because as you know, those can be even more expensive than just raising, you know, what we might consider, quote, the normal child, if there is such a thing, right?
Right.
But at the, you know, when we look at that situation, to have those special needs where there's either additional education involved or equipment or training, whatever those needs are, they do cost money, and many parents are unable to provide those things which are necessary for children. And, of course, the states have budgets that are tight, and so the funding can be very short in that area as well, as you said. So, Weldon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, William.
Okay.
How are you tonight?
Well, why don't you give us a little background on who you are and what, you know, the company that you represent, if you'd like to talk about that, and then kind of walk us into what people are facing in today's economy.
Well, thank you, William. Today's economy is tough, but, you know, I was working from Candle Cane, and I know a lot of people that are listening here tonight are having a struggle paying, you know, all their bills, and, you know, their month just keeps going by, and maybe they've got some money on credit cards, and you just can't ever catch up like that. And I was in a situation to where that, you know, just a few years ago, I've been working with this company for 6 years now, just a few years ago, whenever I started, there just wasn't enough to pay all my monthly bills, and it was kind of tough. You know, life is tough, and you know, the good Lord blesses us with many things, and I turned the opportunity down for several times because I didn't know, you know, if that was what the Lord was wanting me to do or not, and he just kept bringing it in and bringing it back to my face and bringing it back to my face, and so I did take an opportunity, and I started working with Free Life International is the name of the company, and I started working with them, and through hard work, you can get paid what you're worth, and you know, and what you need as far as your bills, and so, you know, it's in the wellness field, you know, where people are trying to feel better and look better and become healthier, and if you can share it with other people and you can make an income out of it, that's a pretty good thing, because I tell people all the time to go down to Walmart and shop, and you know, they got a deal going on, maybe on vitamins or whatever it may be. Well, and now I just send it to my company, and they order, and, you know, I get paid for it. So it's changed my life financially. And in today's times, you know, the way the whole biblical array of things that are coming about, you know, we're getting closer and closer to the end of time, and things are going to get harder and harder, so we're going to have to supplement our income somehow or another to survive, and so that's what I did with Free Life, is supplemented my income, and I got my daughter involved, and so she brought her husband home from work and the whole nine yards as far as supplying the need for the family. And you know, today we've got fuel bills and that are fixing to start hitting us for the winter that's coming. And it's going to be a pretty powerful winter this winter. You know, in all the old tales that the old country folks say, the signs that they have seen, the leaves hanging on the trees longer. So we're in for a pretty rough winter. So that means our fuel bills are going to go up high, and we're going to have electricity bills or heating bills that are going to run us into next year to try to pay for them. And you know, we're going to have to supplement our income somehow or another, and that's why I chose this business, and it's been really good for me. But you're going to look at people getting laid off now. They're getting laid off from their jobs, and they don't have a way to make an income. So we have an answer to that, and that's one of the good things that we're on the line here tonight. We do have an answer for that. If people want to work, they can pretty well make their own income that they want to make if they want to really burn in there and work real hard. But as times get harder, and, you know, I've got a brother, he's 67 years old, and he had a good job, and he walked in a couple of weeks ago, and they said, we don't need you anymore. Well, he didn't have his house paid for, and he didn't have his car paid for, so now, you know, he called me up, and he says, what am I going to do? I says, I guess you're going to start working with me in this home-based business. And so I started him in this home-based business now, so we'll pick his income back up and through hard work and get him straightened back out. But, you know, time and time again, you never know when you go to work if you're going to have that job waiting on you there. And used to, you know, we'd just zero in on a company and stay working for them for all of our life and retire. But now it's kind of tough because the company's liable to go out of business, and we put all of our faith in that. Well, I put my faith in the Lord and what the Lord wants me to do, and I ask him, you know, am I doing the right thing working for this company? And the answer was yes. And I've been able to help so many people in the last 6 years I've been working for this company financially through their health and through their wealth, and it's been a blessing for me, William. It's really been a soul searching thing that it makes you feel good when you can help other people, and when you're giving to other people, you get more back. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Well, you talked about some very interesting things there, and I want to kind of follow up on some of the things that you mentioned. And one of them was the change that's going on today with a lot of people getting put out of work. I mean, they're losing their jobs, and many of them, as you said, have their security in their jobs. You know, they thought that as in time passed, they could work for 30 years, and some of them would even extend that and stay at the company for 40 years if their health held up. You know, that they could do that, and then, you know, go into a comfortable retirement. Well, we've been hearing about this, what is very close to a $1 trillion deficit, and some of that money has been borrowed from the Social Security Fund, et cetera, according to what I'm hearing in the news. And it's, you know, a lot of baby boomers are getting ready to retire, and which means that, you know, their health is going to be failing, so that means Medicare costs are going to be rising, health care costs are going to be rising, as well as there's going to be a tremendous strain on the Social Security Fund. So, and as well, these companies are under, tighter and tighter budgets. So we're looking at something where, you know, you mentioned that, number one, security ought to be in God, and I think that's a very, very important thing that people recognize so that they don't, you know, just lose total hope and believe that they can't make it through this economy and this downturn. But at the same time, there's a practical side of it and some wisdom that they need in order to move them forward in doing some things on their own. Now, some of them think that because we have a new administration that's coming in office in January, that that's going to automatically change their situation. Others think that maybe some miracle, I suppose, is going to happen. But we've seen quite a change over the past few years in terms of the importance of people taking responsibility for themselves and for their own economy, because the real security lies within you as an individual to prepare yourself and to acquire skills, knowledge, talents, and take advantage of opportunities. And, of course, that's one of the things that the home-based business industry provides. So would you offer some comment in terms of how this industry may grow or how it is affected? Let's talk about how it's affected in down economies, because, you know, just because we have a down economy doesn't mean that people are not making money. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And I was, you know, I've looked at the home-based business industry, and whenever we have a down economy, you know, people are looking to do something else to find work. And if they can't find work in the job market, that means they're going to start a home-based business. And I searched around for this company for many years, and basically I looked for it all my life. And the right company, you know, with the right compensation plan and the right products, you know, that are 90-day money-back guarantee and stuff like that, to where that I couldn't hurt anybody financially whatsoever, and they would get a benefit, and they'd see a benefit from the products, and they'd also see a benefit by helping other people. So that's I was lucky enough to find that through the grace of God, and so it's changed my life and all my friends' lives, so I think with this type of economy, you're looking that in the home-based business is the only way out for a lot of people. And if they can work and they like people and they love to talk to other people, well, this is the answer for them. And if they'll take this, and of course, we have a lot of training and stuff like that, so they're not going to be left out there alone. We'll teach them how to do the business and show them exactly the road that they need to take. And it'd just be an exciting venture for them. And totally, you know, a lot of people that I've got in the business have replaced their income, and so they do this nothing but full time. You know, my daughter, that's exactly what she does. She has four children, and she stays at home with those children, and she has this home-based business that pays her more money than she could work in the job market. But she worked real hard sharing it with people when she first started, and it's like anything, you know, Coca-Cola or Microsoft or any of those companies out there that are really good companies, they started from the ground, and they wanted to sell more Cokes this year than they did last year. And so that's basically what we do, is we just sell more nutritional products this year than we did last year, and you get paid for that. So and we're not in the selling, we're in the telling. We just tell people about the products, and they try them, and they seem to like them, and they get a benefit from them. So our business keeps growing even in the bad times. And we're having a great success right now because a lot of people are losing their jobs, so they are looking to make some more extra money. So that's one of the good things about our business, William, and is that in the down times, it seems to be getting a little bit stronger. And I was concerned when I first heard about all the, you know, things, people getting laid off of their jobs and things like that. But then I saw that, gosh, you know, they're wanting to find them a business. They're wanting to start something. And so it's been really good for us. We've been doing a lot more setting up accounts and getting people working and back on the job market again. So, yeah, and all they have to do is leave their information with you, and I guess you'll be telling them how to do that. And we'll send them out a DVD, and they can look at it and see if they like it. And if they like it, then, you know, we'll contact them, and we'll get together. So we can do all this by telephone or email. So it's a pretty neat thing, really.
Okay. Yeah, William, you know.
Yes, Ashley, I was going to ask you to come in because I know you had to have something to say, so why don't you just jump right in?
Yeah, okay. Well, what I was going to add to what Dad said, I mean, he made some really good points, but I would like to add, you know, when I'm talking to people, I tell them, you know, we have a recession-proof business. You know, it really doesn't affect us. What's happening in the economy, I'm looking for business builders, and I'm looking for people who want to make money from home. Like Dad was saying, you know, we don't sell anything. We just set people's accounts up, and they order the products through the company. So it doesn't take any inventory. You know, there's not a lot of paperwork. I have four children, and I don't have time for all that. So basically, I work my business 2 to 4 hours a day, and you know, it's like I said, it's just been great. And you know, right now this is a recession proof business. It's one of the few businesses I know of that are recession proof. So just really excited about what's happening in my business now. Just like Dad was saying, we can see that we are on a really huge upswing because people are looking.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Now, your dad also alluded to training, and I'm sure that that is a key point in being successful in a business like this. And so someone who is interested in it would want to know, you know, where do they start, and what does it take to get them, say, from point A to point B in terms of learning what they need to do and then creating a paycheck, bringing a paycheck home?
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, that's really simple. What we do is we take everyone, and then we do a lot of on-the-job training. You know, the company, when you set your account up, they give you a business kit, which it costs $39.95. You set your account up. It has step A, step B. It tells you exactly how to do it. But we go beyond that, and we teach you. You know, we teach you every step of the way what needs to be done in this business. It's very simple, and, we have all walks of life that do this business. We have school teachers. We have attorneys, doctors, every range of person. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I do a lot of three-way calls, teaching them about the products, about, you know, how to talk to people about the business side, and it's really simple. Anything you want to add there, Dad, on the training part?
On the training, yeah, we carry them from every step that they need to learn. If they're hard workers and they want to learn how to make extra income and then maybe enough income to get them out of their regular job or replace the job that they had, then we teach them how to do that. And if it's, the only thing that's required is work, because, you know, the education, it doesn't matter what level of education that someone has. If they have the heart to work, they can make whatever income that they want to make. And that's what I like about a home-based business. It's all about caring about people, and if you care about people, you know, that's what I like.
Yeah, and Dad, when you said work, it's not work in the traditional way people think about. It's work as, you know, it's not a 40-hour-a-week job. If you did this business, well, it'd really be hard to do this business 40 hours a week. You're looking for a few key hours when you can catch people at home. So, you know, 2 to 4 hours.
Okay, so we're talking about 10 to 20 hours a week as a full-time business.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 10 hours is maybe part-time, but 20 hours would probably be what would be considered full-time in this business. And you could leverage that into, say, a huge amount of income. Now, let's talk about the types of income that people can make, because a lot of people are not familiar with what we call residual income, mailbox money, you know, stay-at-home money or whatever. So can you comment a little bit on the distinction between, say, getting linear income or a paycheck versus commissions versus residual income?
Yeah. Well, what you're doing, like you said, you're leveraging yourself. So it's almost like you're the broker of a real estate agency where you've got all the agents working and as a team, and everybody's making a check. But since you brought those real estate agents in, then you're making a percentage of their check. And that's basically what you're doing. You're looking, you're leveraging yourself. All the people who've been millionaires, they've all leveraged themselves in some way. So that's what you're doing. You're just trying to make more of yourself. And so that's the reason the 5 to 10 hours a week ends up being hundreds and hundreds and thousands of hours a week when you have people that are helping you share this news. And the income that can be made from that is, you know, if your goal is to make a car payment, most people can do that in a month. If it's to make a house payment, you know, a few months. It depends on what you put into this. My third month, I made $1,700. So, you know, pretty good for a startup single mom at the time, you know, with a one little boy. So, you know, now, I don't know, am I allowed to say what I make now?
Well, that's up to you. You know, I'm not going to censor you from saying it.
Yeah. Well, this is almost 4 years into it, and last year I made $357,000. So more than I ever imagined I would make in this industry. But that's the kind of potential, you know, is the exponential growth that happens here. And that's what's so exciting, is because you can bring in all these other people and you see them starting to make six figures a year. And I know, William, you make really good money in this industry. And my dad, he doubles what I make. That gives you an idea of what he makes a year. So, you know, it's really, really fun and exciting to be able to go on all these trips, because the company, too, gives us two great vacations a year. And I know all of us, Dad and William and I, have all been on these vacations together, and they are at the top-notch places, and they just treat us like royalty, and they pay for it, which is wonderful, and, you know, we get to learn from each other, and it's just, it's different than any other job that you can be involved in, because you feel like, you know, there's a lot of camaraderie. Everyone's for each other. Everybody's excited to see other people succeed. And it's just different. It's not a dog-eat-dog thing. It's, you know, everybody's helping to push and promote each other.
Okay, let me take just a moment to give out some call-in information in the event that anyone would like to call in, ask questions, or if they want to contact us later. The number to dial if you have a question that you want to ask our guests, Weldon Shirey or his daughter Ashley Shirey, is 646-378-1919. Again, that number is 646-378-1919. and you can call in at any time. We have about 25 minutes, or actually 35 minutes remaining, and so you have, get your questions together if you have any questions that you'd like to ask. Now, as you've just heard, our guests are, they've turned a business that was just approximately a $40 investment into over $250,000 in terms of income, and over $500,000 in annual income. And that is the potential of what lies out here in the home-based business industry. It doesn't depend on, any physical characteristics about you. It has nothing to do with your previous background. It has all to do with your desire and your willingness to put that desire into action and working. And so you're taught everything that you need to do. You learn the process, and then you see the results. So, Ashley mentioned she went from $1,700 in her third month, and then last year had an income of $357,000. That's a great income to go to from $1,700 in just four short years. And I know that there are many people who will be listening who have been working on their jobs quite a longer time than that, and they haven't reached those kinds of numbers. So this is just a tremendous thing. In the case of Weldon, it's been 6 years, but he's over $500,000 in terms of the business. And those are just some of the opportunities. Now, we don't throw those numbers out there in order to try to impress you, but simply to impress upon you the opportunity that is available out there. I also want to give you a personal contact number if you would like to contact me so that you can get in touch with either Weldon or Ashley, and we can all speak with you, and that number is 901-601-0548. Again, that number is 901-601-0548. I want to ask you both now if you would care to share a little bit about the product, any information that you can share about the product. I know that you can't be too detailed and specific. That information has to be learned in a different setting. But if there's something that you feel is important to give related to the product, can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, I'll take that because the products are one of my passions. I'm really I investigate a lot of different products before I found these. And I was looking for something organic to clean my house with and organic to use on my child's skin. And so that's what really drew me to Free Life, is that their products are all organic. They're certified. The ingredients that go into the lotion even is grown organically. And that, to me, is really important because there's nobody that really regulates the personal care industry. They can pretty much put anything in. And most shampoos have formaldehyde and antifreeze in them and different things you really don't want to be putting on your skin. So that was one of the first things. And But then as time went on, I started seeing people get really good, friends and family get really good results on the nutritional products. And one of our kind of like silver bullets, the one that most people start with, is something called GoChi. It's spelled G-O-C-H-I. And there has been a lot of scientific studies done on this product. It's a juice. It comes from a berry that's grown in the Himalayan mountains called the goji berry. And what they do is we flash process this, where we have the active live. It's almost like a whole food that we're consuming. It's got lots of scientific studies that have been done on it now. We have 19 different things that we can claim that it will do, and we've seen it do all those 19 things plus a whole lot of other stuff that we can't even say yet unless it's personal, one-on-one testimonies we can tell you. But they've just come out with a couple of new products. One is called Chi3 Energy. It is an energy drink. A lot of the people, the generation now is drinking the Red Bull, Rockstar, all those energy drinks. Well, they have a lot of bad side effects. They're loaded with sodium, loaded with caffeine, loaded with sugar. What we have is a really smooth, clean energy, and it's a 2-ounce shot. You drink it. It's full of B vitamins, folic acid, niacin. It's got an ounce of the goji. So they're actually going to get a hidden health benefit long-term as they drink this. and it will give them really good sustained energy. Drink it about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you have energy that will last. Dad has a good story on that. He was out in Arizona, and he drank it at 10 o'clock at night because he hadn't had anything to eat, and he was thought that would kind of curb his appetite. He was up till 4:30 in the morning, and so we learned don't drink it at night because it has that kind of energy. It's not jittery. It makes you feel real good. And another product we just came out with is called the Daily Edge. It has 66 vitamins and minerals in it. One of them is the lutein from the goji berry seeds. And there's more lutein in that than you can find in any other product. So people, the first week they were on it, were saying, my vision's clearer. Is this Daily Edge supposed to make me see better? And so that was one of the first responses I heard. Also, there is a product called Restival in the Daily Edge. And Restival is what's found in red wine. And have you ever heard, red wine's good for your heart, drinking in the evenings, and it's supposed to be really good for your cardiovascular system? Well, the red wine, you would have to drink 22 bottles of red wine to equal what's in our product. And I don't think anybody's going to be able to drink that much and to get the health benefits. So, and it's just a lot of really disease-fighting ingredients that's in that Daily Edge. I'm really excited about that product. I know over time, it's been out a couple months now. Every time, we're just going to have some really good stories on it. But I can sit here. William, I don't know how much you want me to tell about the products, but I could talk about them all day long. We have cholestasoy if you have cholesterol problems. We have prostasoy for prostate. We have osteosoy for any woman over 30 needs to be taking osteosoy. It's a soy-based calcium. It's going to help rebuild bones. It's a very good absorbable calcium. We have Women's Harmony. We have Foresight. That's for your eyes, which now we have a Daily Edge that works on that too. And these are just off the top of my head. We have 66 different products. So I'm really excited, and I'm excited where the company is going. We have something called value pricing, and we're trying to keep our prices really low so that we can compete with what is in the industry. But the only thing is, they can't compete with us on our value of our product because ours is so much higher quality, because ours is so much higher quality than what you can buy at the grocery store, at the health food store. We have pharmaceutical-grade products that have no fillers in them. And so anyway, I'm real happy about that, William, that our prices are really staying low so we can help a lot of people.
Okay, well, that's great. A lot of great product information, and I know that there's a lot more that you can offer us, and you may have an opportunity to do that a little bit later on. Now I want to talk about some things because, some people listen to the presentations that are made, and they listen to the stories that are told in terms of, the success that people have. So what are some of the challenges that either you or that you see others face in a business like this? Because some people are going to be a bit skeptical. So what do we tell them so that they have the encouragement that if they are maybe not or don't see the kind of success you see initially or, very quickly, what should they do? And should they, give it up? Should they quit? Or what advice do you have for them, for people who might have to take just a little bit longer to get there or encounter a struggle? Weldon, do you want to address that?
Yeah, let me do that one, William. The exciting part is if you have time, and I always tell people, spend 3 to 5 years in this business because you're looking for two things. You're looking for a yes or a no when you're talking to people, and you do get a lot of no's, and you do get a lot of disappointments, and that the no's mean maybe not right now, the timing's not right for the people, or maybe they say, well, is it a pyramid? And I would ask them, do you want it to be a pyramid? And they would tell me no. And I would tell them, well, what a pyramid is like if you worked for, a traditional business like, I'll just use one called Walmart. Everybody knows that company. And, if you were the cashier and the manager, you couldn't make more money than the manager unless you bumped him off of his job, and that sure was never going to work. So here in the home-based business, you can actually make more money than myself. If you work harder than me over the period of years, you'll make a lot more money than myself. But the thing is I never give up. I always follow up on people, and you keep talking to people, and they're looking for answers to change their life. And so, yeah, but you go to work, and half the people that you go to work with, you know, they'll replace their job and go look for another job. And so, you know, yeah, we do have some turnaround. You know, half the people that you bring in probably will go and do something else in life. And but the ones that stay is the ones that really change your life financially. And what you do is you come into one of these things and you work it really hard, and you get all the support that you will get from our group and our team that we're working with. And if you have the stickability and want to share it with other people, then you'll grow your business, and it'll change your life, you know, and it'll change it financially and health-wise. So that's the only thing that I've seen over the years is sometimes people give up too soon, and then the ones that I took a FedEx driver that used to work for FedEx, and he made $40,000 his first year with us, but now I'm gonna tell you. You know, that's just him. He was just a hard worker, and he would talk to a lot of people, you know, and now he makes a lot more money. But he's been with me 3 years now, and he's changed his life, and he doesn't work for FedEx anymore. He works this business, you know, full-time. And if you treat it like a business, and that's really what changes people's lives, if they really treat it like a business and said, you know, they do have a home-based business, and it is a great company to work with, and they do have great products, and they do have a 90-day money-back guarantee on all the products when you become a marketing executive of the company. And you can be just, if you just wanted to try the products, you can just be a customer of the company, but you would never receive a check. So I think it's a lot better to pay that $39.95 and become a member to where that you can receive a check, you know, if you share it with, you know, your grandmother or your mother or your father. There's a lot of grandparents out there that need to make extra money because they've retired from their job and they don't have enough money that's going over, and they know a lot of people, and a lot of those people have health concerns. A lot of people take nutrition. Now, I didn't believe it whenever I got into this business that is meant because I didn't take that much nutrition when I was coming up because, you know, we just, as a family, we couldn't afford it, you know, and I was raised poor, and I guess you would call it poor, but, you know, I was raised to where we had enough to eat, and that was basically it. And we used to take in ironing, just to iron clothes for different people, you know, back then, and just to kind of get by in life. Well, that's all you got to do here is get involved with the company and say, okay, I'm going to be in this thing for my life. I'm going to build a business with this thing. And everybody can do it, and if it's not for the people, get them in, let them try it for 90 days and see how they're doing. But I say try it for 3 to 5 years and, you know, see if it works for you, and just continually talk to people on a weekly basis and a monthly basis, and you're going to get some yeses, and those yeses will turn into income for you. So I think it's a lucrative business out there that people can really sink their teeth into and change their life. But it is work. It does take some time to get it going, and I'm the first one to I'd like to make a disclaimer on that. You know, you got to work if you want to make the kind of income that we're talking about. You got to work, but if you're just needing $500 a month, you know, you can get to that level fairly easy by just bringing some folks in. It's just like the way I try to explain it is if you were a member of some club and you got wholesale pricing because you were a member of that club, but that club never did pay you a check. So, you know, but you were still a member of that club. In this situation, if you shared the products with someone, then the company's going to send you a check, you know, in the mail for that, because we're the advertising part of the company. All we're doing is advertising for Free Life International, and so as we're advertising, they'll turn around, they'll send us a check back for it. So that makes it pretty good. And if I treat it like a business and I share it with someone on a weekly basis, then I'll keep people in my pipeline, and half of them is going to say no, and half of them will say yes. And so the ones that say yes is how I build my business, and I follow up on the ones that told me no maybe for 6 months, a year down the road. So that's what makes this business a good business, is because you're out there working it on a daily basis just like your regular job, but you don't spend near the time, you know, in this as you do a regular job. Whenever I first started, I worked 80 hours a week in asphalt paving, and that was hard work, and it was hot. And I'd come home, and I would work 2 hours a night in this business 4 days a week until I got it going. And after the first year, you know, I had a pretty good income coming in off of it. And then the next year, I got a better income, and then I totally went full-time in 2 years after I started this business. And so if somebody wants to have a career, this is a good career because you get paid what you're worth. If you don't work, you don't get paid. If you work, you get paid. And that's what I like about this, William. It's whatever somebody puts into it, it's what they get out of it. And, you know, the company has income statistics that, you know, people, I can show them where they can make $200 a month extra, or $300 or $1,000 or $2,000 or even $5,000. I can tell them where they need to be and how hard they got to work to get there, and it gives them goals to shoot for. And so it's kind of lucrative. You know, you got anything else that you want to say about that, Ashley?
It's been very lucrative for our family. You know, I mean, we've got my brother, we've got all our family in it, and we've closed all our other traditional businesses and quit our traditional jobs, and this is what we do now. So we've got a lot of faith in it.
Okay. Well, I want to go back to a couple of things that Weldon said, and first of all, I want to certainly acknowledge him for being very open and truthful about what it takes, because a lot of people come into this with pipe dreams, and, you know, they have their heads in the cloud that, you know, they can just sit around and do nothing and expect that they're going to make lots of money. You know, as Weldon said, you know, be realistic about it. If you want to make a small amount of income, then, of course, you can do that. But if you want to make the larger incomes, you're going to have to put in some work, and you have to do it over a consistent period of time. And 3 to 5 years to get to a point where you're making multiple six-figure income is not a long time, especially when you consider that many people work their entire lifetime and never even reach that kind of income, you know, in their lives. So what you're doing is you're actually concentrating and putting in the effort in an organized fashion so that you can get to a point where you don't have to put that work in. I mean, you can sort of get your retirement done within a matter of, you know, 3 to 5 years, and just kind of, you know, not necessarily coast along the way, but at least call your shots as you want to call them all the way through. So it's very important that people understand that, because so many have been disappointed into thinking that they're going to, you know, get out there and, you know, it's a get-rich-quick scheme or something of that nature, and it really isn't. Another thing that I would like you to address is the support systems that are in place. In other words, what kind of systems are in place to help a person along or to assist a person as they get involved? And before you answer that question, let me go ahead and give some contact information again. Once again, the number to dial is 646-378-1919. Again, that's 646-378-1919. If you'd like to get in touch with us personally, just dial 901-601-0548, and we'll make sure that you get in touch with the appropriate person. And we can give you more information, direct you to websites that will be benefit to you and get some information in your hand, like audio CDs, DVDs, as well as other documentation on products and on the company that will help you to make an informed decision about where you want to go in terms of starting your own business and helping yourself to get over some of the conditions that we see in the economy. And because no one has to be affected by the economy in a negative way. That's a matter of your mindset, a matter of your being willing to take advantage of opportunity. And as we said earlier, I don't care what kind of economy you have, there's always going to be some people who are prospering in that economy. And it largely has to do with their own industry, their effort, their opportunity, their mindset, and what they're willing to, you know, to do in terms of taking action. So having said that, Weldon and Ashley, you all may want to comment on some of the available training resources that are there and support systems that are in place to help a person along the way.
Okay. Well, you know, we have companies. It's the support really starts from the company. The first thing is the business kit that comes and the website. The company emails you. They keep you informed of any meetings. There's a place that you can actually log on and look for local meetings if you want to go see people live. And you can also, every night of the week, there's training calls that you can get onto. And there's a product training call. There's a business training call. There's there's business presentations that are done for you. There's webinars where you can get on and see your presentation online. There's all those different areas of training. And then, you know, there's the one-on-one training that you get with the team. You know, it costs $39.95 to set your account up, but you're hiring a whole bunch of people to work for you. And it's the only business you'll ever be able to do that. You'll have free employees because you have us out there working for you because it's our benefit. We want to help you be successful. And that's how we get paid. We get paid for helping train other people, basically, because once we teach you, then you're going to go out and duplicate. You're going to teach other people. And the company, actually, they go so far as to give us a matching check. That's the reason I love you so much, William. I get a great matching check. It's, you know, that's a very powerful part of this. So when sometimes if you set your account up in a home-based business, you may be on your own. This company sets it up to where if you can't do that, you have to have an abundance mentality here. You have to figure, you know, there's enough for everybody, and you got to help everybody achieve their dreams and goals. And so as far as training, we have an abundance of training online, telephone calls, company support training once a year. There's a convention, and you can go and you can learn from all the leaders there, but there's lots and lots. And in January, there'll be launches all over the United States, all over 23 countries that we're in. There's going to be launches with new products. So, you know, the resources are out there to get the training you need. Three-way calling. And that's, Dad just yelled over here, three-way calling, because that's the most important way to get trained here.
All right. Well, very good. That's quite a bit. Three-way calling, annual conventions, product training, teleseminar calls, as well as business training, webinars, et cetera. And, of course, as you said, everything starts with the company. So, you know, there's so much of training and support systems in place that a person does not have to fail. You know, that's a choice. Failure is a choice, just like success is a choice. And so it's up to the person to decide, you know, what they want. I want to talk a little bit more here now about some of the personal benefits that you've had. Now, you've done, you mentioned your children, Ashley, and how you have been able to get them additional services mm-hmm. that they need in terms of their special interest, et cetera. But there are also some other things that you've done. And I know that you're not, you know, there are some people out there who, you know, their business idea of success in business would be to surround themselves with a lot of material thing necessarily. I don't think that's the kind of person that you are. There are other people who will look at what they earn in business, and then they will take that and convert it to other assets that can even produce them more income and more money. And I think you fall in the latter group. Am I correct?
Yes. I mean, we live pretty simple. Most people don't know we make in the small town we live in. Most people don't know what kind of income we make. And you know, I do have people who have came and seen my house, and we have a nice house. It's a farm country house, but they think I should live in a mansion for the money I make. And they said, "Why don't you build a new house?" You know, I'm simple. I'm satisfied with what I've got. And I think that, you know, in the Bible, it's, you know, when you're in the parable, whenever they give the talents, and they said, you know, go do something with them, you know, and some people bury them, and some people went out and invested and made more. And so that's what I feel is right for my family, because I have four kids to put through college and, you know, a lot of other things I want to do in life. So we went out and we've bought real estate. We've put our money there. And you know, we've done some other things with our money, investments. So, you know, I just feel like the right thing for our family. And I don't think there's anything wrong with someone who wants to live a, you know, more lavish lifestyle. That's fine. But I kind of feel like we get to live that lifestyle when we go on the trips. We get to spend free last money on those trips. So we get the lavish lifestyle, but we just let free last pay for it on those trips.
Yeah. But that's huge what you've said. You know, just think about it, especially, again, in view of the economy today where so many people are, you know, just struggling trying to maintain their homes. Mm-hmm. And here you are with the home-based business where you are taking the income that you earn from the home-based business, you're investing that into real estate,
mm-hmm.
And then, in turn, creating income from the real estate. So you are leveraging mm-hmm. yourself on both ends of the spectrum in terms of the, you know, you're leveraging yourself through people and resources in terms of working the business, but you're also leveraging the income even further by taking it and putting it into assets that are increasing in value and that are producing income for you. So that's giving you a lot more security for the future. And that's some of the things that we want to encourage people to do in terms of, you know, biblical principles. You know, one of the things that the Bible says is that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So, you know, just as you were talking about, you know, putting up money for your children's college education, but there's also what's called generational wealth as well, mm-hmm. so that we need to be looking not just at our own personal situation, but we need to be looking even further. I know Weldon and I have some experience in the insurance industry, and, of course, you know, we've talked to people about protecting their assets and providing for needs for the family in the event that, you know, there's a death of a lost one. From that point of view, and, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've gone and talked to people who didn't have insurance or couldn't afford it, or at least said they couldn't afford it or wouldn't afford it, and they're not even able to, you know, to bury themselves, let alone, or their families to bury them, let alone be able to put up something for generations to come. So you're taking advantage of the opportunity to build future wealth for your children and for their children. And that can mean, you know, a tremendous advantage to people because they start with a head start because you were wise enough and diligent enough and hardworking enough to be able to look not just at your immediate situation but down the road and take care of things even, you know, generations beyond you. And that's a way of, you know, extending yourself and really, really being a true servant in terms of what you can do for your family. Weldon, what comments would you make in terms of how you are maybe leveraging some of the things that you're doing?
Well, everybody out there has dreams that they want to attain in life, and if they're sitting back now in their homes and they're thinking about what they would like to achieve in life, well, it all has to boil down to money. And you know, I wanted to have a little cattle farm and have some cows and stuff and invest in real estate. And so this has allowed me to do that. And so now I enjoy, you know, feeding the cows and watching them, and then I'll go travel and do a meeting for someone and help them and get their dreams in life. And each and every time that every month rolls by, then you have more money that you can invest in other things to help your family's income and rental properties and things that we have now that we never had before. The opportunity that we can, if we wanted to help someone go on a mission trip, you know, we could help them go on a mission trip now, and it's not a burden to us. And if you wanted to buy a set of tires for someone, you could buy a set of tires for somebody, and it wouldn't break you up or hurt a financial burden on you. We do a lot of things now that we could never do before, and I think that's what the Lord wants us to do is help other people and grow and be a blessing to people instead of a burden to people, you know. And I know as I was raised up, you know, we always, you know, worked, and if someone wants to work, they can really change their life in this business. And I just suck my teeth into this thing. And if a company's got good products and the people like the good products, they're going to stay using the products. And it's just kind of like transfer buying. If you're buying vitamins now from your from a store somewhere, you might as well buy them from your own company and share it with other people and get paid for it. And then pretty soon you don't have, you know, you don't have anything but a check coming in that is, you know, worthy of all the work that you put in. So that's one of the things that we've done. My wife and I, we still live in a relatively small house, and we're going to build a new house up on the mountain, but it's not going to be a tremendous big house. But it's going to be able to look over the mountains. I'm going to be able to sit on the porch and be talking to you just like I'm talking to you now over the radio or in person or at your home or at one of your friends' homes. In the comfort of their home, I'll be sitting on the comfort of my porch looking at God's beautiful mountains. And I'm building up there because it's a little closer to heaven, and he won't have as far to come get me. So it's an exciting life, William.
Absolutely. It gives you choices. Well, you know, this has been great, and the information that you all have given has been just absolutely outstanding. I like the point that you mentioned where you talked about, you know, we're here to be a blessing as opposed to being a burden. And I've heard someone say that, you know, one of the best gifts you can give to other people is not to be a burden to them, meaning that, you know, you take care of yourself, but, you know, even as the Bible says, it's more blessed to give than to receive. So to be able to do things for people without having to worry about how it's going to affect you. And that's really the only way that you can truly give to someone. When you give to someone, you should be able to give to them out of your abundance for the most part, so that it doesn't create a burden for you. If it creates a burden for you, then you're really not, you know, prepared to give as you should. That's not to say that people can't give out of sacrifice, but I can assure you that it's a blessing to both of them. The giving ought to bless both. It ought not bless the other person and then put you in the bind. It ought
That's
to bless
right.
both people. And so with that, you can do that. We've been talking for the last 57 minutes about Free Life International and about a company that offers some excellent health products, but also with that, an excellent business opportunity that you can start for just a $40 investment. If you would like to get in touch with us, we encourage you to call us at 901-601-0548, and you can get more information. We will direct you to any type of resource that we have available that will help you make an informed decision about the business. We'll put you in touch with us so you can talk with us live on the phone, and encourage you to look at the opportunities that are out there so you can be able to weather this financial storm, but not just look at it from that point of view, from a defensive point of view, but also look at it from an offensive point of view where you're putting yourself in a position to be able to take advantage of the future. Well, we have about 2 minutes left. I'm going to give each of you about 45 seconds, well, now let's say 30 seconds, to sum up, just give us a summary statement of what this opportunity is all about for you. Last words that you'd like to leave with everyone.
Well, the last words I would like to leave, William, is the fact that if you don't try it, it won't work for you. And if you try it and it works for you, that's been a blessing. That's been a great thing. That's been something the Lord wants you to do. Try it, see if it works for you. And that will be my last thing that I would say is, you know, just you owe it to yourself.
And my last word would be to take control of your financial future for you and your family, and recession-proof your income. You can take control and just take the step, and you can do it.
So give us a call,
okay,
and we got information. So just take a look at it.
Okay, I want to thank both of you, Weldon Shirey and his daughter Ashley Shirey. I've worked with them for a few years now, and they're great people. They're hardworking people, and as you can see, they're very successful people in the business. And with this opportunity, sharing it with people that they care about and with people that they know and love, as well as making new friends all around the country and even beyond the country, because it is an international company. I'm William Bell. It's been a pleasure being with you today. We look forward to being back with you on our next broadcast, and I want to thank you for listening. So thanks to all of our guests, and we want to thank you, to those who are listening, we encourage you to get the archives and listen to them once again, and we'll be with you in the future in a very short period of time. God bless and take care.